sparks.
Pigeon John.
Lime scooter, pink Cadillac.
He's still got the same message. They've never seen me before. He's the new James Bond.
Yeah,
I love it, dude. He's never quit. John, I don't know if you'll listen to this. You probably will, but thank you for replying to my Instagram message to you. I do want to have you on the show. You are an amazing human being that just inspires all of us to keep going. You know, you've been doing this for 20 plus years, and it's inspiring, and especially to make that good of a record 20 years in. It's just fun. So when we met him, if I'm not mistaken, and John can correct me, his name, his full name, because like, what's your real name? John Kenneth Duncan was his name.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, yeah, John Kenneth Duncan, that's cool. Then he came back a second time. I want to say it was like 03 for some show, actually at a different school. And he goes, hey, I changed my name. Well, or maybe you asked him, well, what'd you change it to? And what did he say?
He said, I changed it to dust.
And you're like, what?
And he said, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Pure Pigeon John. And it's
and you can't tell sometimes, is he being serious? Or
you look at right now, and you look at all his records, and you run iTunes, and you're listening, and the songwriting credits, it's John Dust.
Yep.
No, all the way, dude. So John Dust, you are the man. John, you have inspired us. So 2005, he was there. I just remember him talking about we just built this relationship over a few years that was just really cool. And we're so grateful for him and what he's done and his inspiration musically and otherwise. But he just had a heart for the kids, just like us. And
yes, so, he did.
Jay, you can talk about him a little bit.
He would perform and kids were, get the kids involved. The comedy, the who he is, it just was awesome. And we started off on a rough foot because we didn't really understand who he was. But then when we got to understand who he was, we realized this guy's the man. Oh, I remember doing the pigeon. Do the pigeon. Do the pigeon. All these dudes telling lies
for the fame and wealth. Yep. Now this is not that long ago, but this is about 03, 04. He played this a lot. So he'd get up and do the pigeon. Yep. But we got to go back to the early days. Here it is. You can't beat this lyric. You can't. The song's called Cheerleaders. I'm in my mid-20s, still dating cheerleaders. Brainwash projects, backing out 20 seaters. Free. On tour with the meters. Eternals coming at your tweeters. Say what? Hello, everybody, why don't you take a seat? Pigeon John about to get the real cute and neat. Look at me up in the coupe, leaning back in my seat. On the way to West LA to get those high-class beats. Beep, beep. What the heck is going on? Pigeon Jimmy John is the new James Bond. Like,
yes.
Mark, when you see me coming, please duck. And if you want to battle, little brother, ease up. I feel that later first, I got to get my cheese up. So I can pay my rent. Incredible.
Yeah. Oh, funny. Hey, listen, we were more than 20. Every show was more than 20 in our attendance.
Yeah. His message was pretty simple. Just be a freak. I mean, he was a freak. And he didn't care. And honestly, like, as he grew, like, the coolest album was really what built it for us. He came 3, 4, 5 times before even the See at the Party, I think, or maybe right in that window. And the kids knew every song. They knew Eviction Notice. They knew It's the Chase. They knew the Cowboys. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. He'd do this cowboy shtick, the cheerleader song. He would open up anybody. Mm-hmm. And just the best opener.
Yes.
I'd still, to this day, if I could do this again, and we've talked about this, let's get the band back together.
Yeah. We
Brandon Johnson.
Kenton Colstead.
We'll dedicate this one to you, Kent. We know you're going through some stuff, a little bit of sickness right now. We just want you to get better. So I'm thinking of you as we're making this. You've been a huge part of this. Thank you for all your work on the stages and the sound and the speakers that you put in.
A lot of hard work.
Oh, man. I'm just thinking of all the different people, the little people that helped us.
Yeah, the behind the scenes.
Jeff Jasky.
the Galligans.
Yes,
Becky people and Greg. That didn't even understand, like, it was a little heavy for them.
Let's also shout out to Greg Blake, who took the baton as we wrapped it up. The last seat at the party was ringing in 06, end of 05. We rang in 2006, and that was it. And actually, well, let's tell that story. I remember it was May. I get a call from you, and you're like, dude, we just got to have something. We gotta bring it. There's got to be some kind of big idea for this next one. I remember thinking, driving down the road, and I was like, I got it. We'll call it the last see you at the party ever.
Yep.
And I remember calling you, and you're like, yes, that's it. And I was like, but you were, this is what I think was interesting, because you're a little bit more literal and linear than I am. And you're like, yes, we need to be done. This is the last one ever. And I was like, no, I'm joking.
Right.
Like, I just, let's call it that, because people will come because they're like, we got to go. It's the last one ever.
Yes. Right. Good but marketing.
But then it ended up being, you know, a self-fulfilling prophecy. It was the last one ever. But Greg Blake, let me tell you, there's a heart of gold right there.
Yep.
He was a into the pit.
Understood.
From
yes.
day one.
Yep.
Love kids. And so he started a club called Club One to carry that torch. Mm. If you're in Isla Mirada or wherever the heck you are in Florida, we're yes. sending our love your way, dude. You are a heart of gold that just, be encouraged, man. You were a huge part of this that we can't thank you enough.
Yes, and continuing the legacy, and Club One was awesome.
And that's I think it opened in 05. I think he opened it the final year. So that was kind of cool, because then it was almost like this smooth transition where all those bands, especially the hardcore bands, really loved it, because it was smaller. It was right...
Lahamadu.
It was on Lake Lahamadu, right by there. So... this thing, why I do this and why I get into this is Pigeon John really, really hits it out of the park with his performance, because at least in the first few times that he came, you know, he's a hip-hop guy. He's an underground hip-hop guy. Then he would have this thing, and it was on the Clueless album, if you get it. I think it was recorded in December of 99, and it's like he pulls up the guitar, and he does this thing. Bum, 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 bum. And the song's titled B.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the guy...
And it was live.
He did it live. So I'm going to play a little bit from that.
Here we go. An unruly crowd.
Shh. And he would do this because he got their attention. Then he'd be like, shh.
Went to the Beverly Center the other day. Had nothing better to do, so I went away. Looking at the new fashions in these fine department stores, and all these buff and beautiful people riding on escalators. Then I looked at myself and I wondered why. How come I'm so skinny, confused, deranged, and I sigh? Oh, I wanted to be like them, look like them, thinking my demise. Went back to my Toyota Tercel and I cried. Be yourself.
Sing it along.
Sing it. Be yourself.
Sing it louder now.
Be yourself. It's not a joke.
So he's saying it's not a joke.
It's not
and
a joke.
This is the thing with him. He's got the Robin Williams or the whatever. The serious, the joke, the absolute jokester.
Right.
And then he brings it home.
Yep.
And so what I loved about this is, if I don't, you know, have a message for anything, a lot of people here, and maybe 2020, and now we're in 2021, trying to figure this thing out. A lot of our world and our society is based on what we do. We're judged on what we do. And what I love about John is, obviously, he has this great craft that he does, that he does music. But it's who he is. He just being himself. He's fun, but he can be serious.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, this message of being, just be you, dude. That's what we wanted with See at the Party. That's what we were trying to do back then.
Yep.
Just, you guys are great. Like, we love all of you. We love everything about you. Just bring your gift to the table. and we'll work together. And that's what I miss the most, dude. Mm-hmm. And I do pray that we get the band back together. And if it's not on this earth, somewhere where we can be. Because mm-hmm. I just love all those people you mentioned.
Yeah.
All of you that worked on this and were a part of this and came and have memories around See at the Party. It was life-changing.
Yes. That I was just thinking that. Life-changing. You know, the memories of what we did and how we worked together. And it brings back, I always think back, and every time New Year's rolls around, like through the month of December, I'll be going, okay, on this day, this was what Mark and I and Kenton and Greg and we're doing.
Yeah.
And on this day and on this day, and then New Year's will come and I will not, it won't go by without me like reminiscing.
We never did the balloon drop until 2006.
Yep, right.
And dude, we had the cannons and the whole deal.
Yep.
Gosh, it was amazing.
It was big.
It was big and it was great and it was glorious. And that's what music does. It creates these memories. But what I want to leave you with is the message, I think, of Pigeon John. The end of this track, B, he kind of hits it. This is where I think I want to leave it with you. So here it is.
Here we come. Here it comes. 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 Went to the park one Sunday afternoon. Saw God sitting on a bench. And I wasn't on shrooms. Went over to him. Had some questions, like why is my chest so flat, and other major suggestions. He leaned real close and whispered in my ear, you're fearfully and wonderfully made, don't be dismayed, my dear son. Fearfully and wonderfully made, don't be mistaken, my dear son. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, don't be dismayed, my dear son. Fearfully and wonderfully made, don't be dismayed, my dear son.
Incredible.
Yes.
Thank you so much, John. It's been a pleasure with you, Jamie, today. I call him J Train.
Thanks for having, yep. G Money. That was your name back in the day.
Oh, right? My gosh. It's so fun to have us be here together. And being is what it is.
Being ourselves.
This has been Spark Studios Session 1, Episode 2. Highlighting the music of Pigeon John and looking at the year 2005. I hope you have a great week here in 2021. Peace.